Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
December 30th, this will be airing in between
New
Christmas
Year's
and New Year's
Eve.
New Year's Eve. Getting ready for New Year's Eve. It's a big time change. Boy, it's amazing how fast the year goes. It's Here we are, you know, and hope everybody is having a great end of the year and look forward to the following year and what God would all do and say. And we want to keep helping lift people up to that point of recognizing
Absolutely. That God
has great plans for everybody. Mm-hmm. That's a wonderful thing. And the question is for all of us is, are you willing to walk with me into the great plans I have for you? I'm not going to force you to, but I can resolve every issue you got, every adversity you have, and particularly as we're talking about conflict, I can resolve those too, to live a life of freedom. Because that's really where the heart of it is. You know, when we have our monthly leader calls, it's really a moment of joy.
Mm-hmm.
It's not absent of people having adversity, not having difficulty, but the heart of everyone to seek God and let Him answer these things is so much fun to be part of.
Right.
Because we get to see it. We get to see it happen, you know, and they're living the grand life. And remember, the grand life isn't pulled away from the adversity of the world. It's walking through the adversity of the world to let God bring resolution, you know, and that's what we hope everybody does. So we're talking about forgiveness, reconciliation, and we've talked yesterday about as you approach reconciliation, while you're in the process, is He said, be in peace and come into a heart of seeking agreement with my instruction to get you to the resolution piece of it.
Right.
I've been talking to a couple of people about this, is that when you're in the middle of it, you know, it is troublesome.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, now think about at the last time this happened, it was resolved for you. Just think about that, because I've listened to you before. I said, do you even think about that anymore? And the answer is, actually, I don't.
Right.
I said, yeah, because
the
it's resolved.
It was real. Yeah.
It was resolved. And resolved is, it's off of my current activity process of something I have to deal with, and I'm now free of it. And when it's resolved, literally, I don't really think about it much anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, once in a while, because you might see somebody and you might not be reconciled with somebody, but you don't think it. So he said the good is I'm going to bring resolution. I'm going to bring a way of taking it off your plate so that you're no longer emotionally involved with this and you're moved on. So he said, stay in that place. And as we now walk into, okay, how specifically do we approach these situations? And he said, remember, it's kind of come from really two different directions. He said, one is if you know that you have caused the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And we do.
Right.
Where, you know, I know I did something, you know, and I could see where I offended somebody or I didn't honor somebody. And, with being married, you know, the person that you probably do that the most to is your spouse, you know, and it's not purposeful, but you're going to do things that are going to, you know, not be, you know, copacetic with them. So he said, when you recognize that, there's a way for you to get that going right away. And then when people hurt you, you have to approach it differently. So let's look at these two ways today. Matthew chapter 5, verses 21 to 26.
Sure. You have heard that it was said to those of old, you shall not murder, and whoever murders will be in danger of the judgment. But I say to you that whoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whoever says to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council. But whoever says, you fool, shall be in danger of hellfire. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go your way. First be reconciled to your brother and then come and offer your gift. Agree with your adversary quickly while you were on the way with him, lest your adversary deliver you to the judge and the judge hand you over to the officer and you be thrown into prison. Assuredly, I say to you, you will by no means get out of there till you have paid the last penny.
Yeah. So, Jesus, he kept bringing out these interesting truths, and he's talking about anger and that it can be, quote, equivalent to murder. Because why? Well, he said, because if you let anger dominate you,
mm-hmm.
you are in a place of sin. And sin means you're in the flesh
mm-hmm.
and you're not walking with me. And see, he says, remember, I've said anger is natural.
Mm-hmm.
He said here, he's saying it's now dominating you.
Mm.
And raka is a very strong, it's dominating my life. And I want to actually come against you. And he said, no, I need to release. It's okay to be angry, but I got to process it. And he said, you're at the altar and think about it. In other words, I'm worshiping God. I'm mm-hmm. studying the word. I'm going to church. I'm processing, you know, my normal process with God. And he says, I remind you that you have offended somebody.
Right.
They have an offense against you. You did something mm-hmm. to hurt them. He said, what do you do? What are you supposed to do?
Go to them.
Stop the worship stuff.
Yep.
And immediately go be reconciled.
Mm-hmm.
He said, now, generally speaking, because of your heart and you understand this, he said, it will result, you know, in almost all the time with reconciliation, because there's not a difficulty here of you saying, I'm not going to do that. See,
mm-hmm.
you've offended somebody. They don't even know what to do with this. But God says, hey, You offended somebody. You did something that wasn't right. I want you to go and tell them, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I know I offended you in this situation. Now, by the way, that takes humility.
Right.
To say, yeah, this is on me, and I'm so sorry. Would you forgive me? And hopefully they say yes. And they might not even understand forgiveness completely. Or maybe they've been waiting for you to do something, which, by the way, isn't necessary on their behalf. Mm-hmm. But would you forgive me? I am sorry for what I did. How can I make it right?
Mm-hmm.
And it could be, you know, just maybe it's a simple little thing that you did and you just say, I'm so sorry for what I did. And would you forgive me? Yeah. Okay. We're good. Or we have to keep going with it. And I think I used the example of Linda with I'm showing up late for something where would you forgive me? Sure. But she would like to know, what are you going to do about this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. And so I'm gonna really work. And then as we talked about it, she's saying, you know, why are you late?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got too much going on. She said, well, maybe that's where God wants you to work on that a little mm-hmm. bit, you know, and restructure. Okay, I'll do that. And I'll be willing to do that. And then if I'm going to be late, I need to communicate with you and honor you. And so I've set up a resolution for something she says that would be good for me.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, we can let this go. In other words, literally let it go. And here's an important piece of this, is that it can't be resolved if you keep bringing it up.
Mm-hmm.
So if okay, we've resolved it, and I am following through. She can't later say, yeah, but you know, a month ago you did this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, wait a minute. So you really haven't let that go, see?
Right.
We got to deal with that. Go ahead.
So talk a little bit about, because this brings up the idea of there being a difference between forgiveness and trust, right?
Yeah.
And there is a level where, you know, the forgiveness is something that God works in us, but then there is a level of trust being rebuilt, that process is separate from forgiveness. Can you talk into that a little bit?
Yeah. So think about, in a sense, there's an ongoing process, and that is, okay, forgiveness, that's between me and God. I believe we have reconciliation.
Mm-hmm.
And that means agreement on the actions that we've agreed to take to resolve this situation going forward, which means I have to change or I have to commit to something new so that I don't repeat that offense. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Linda, I will work at getting on time. And if I'm not on time, I'm going to call you. Now, she'll say, good. That feels good to me. I'm in agreement. We are reconciled. Okay. Now, mm-hmm. the next piece of it is what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. And that is the trust of actually following through.
Right.
And having integrity with what I just committed to. Mm-hmm. And either I'm going to build trust, her trust in that. Mm-hmm. And it's going to go well for both of us. Or I break that trust. Mm-hmm. So that, yeah, I said I would, but I didn't do it.
Right.
So what happened is I actually didn't build any trust. I actually went the opposite direction and made the situation worse because I said I was going to do it, mm-hmm. but I didn't do it.
Right.
And now, see, there's what I call the next level, mm-hmm. is that, interesting enough, the discussion isn't about you did it again.
Right.
And if you say I won't do it again, the words are hollow to me, mm-hmm. Linda would say, is we got to deal with this issue of integrity and mm-hmm. commitment. And really, are you going to build the trust of that? Because there's something else going on here.
Right.
You know, how can you say that you'll do it, but you didn't do it?
Right.
And yeah, we know it's around this issue of time, but really it's a deeper issue. Mm-hmm. There's something in you that isn't honoring God and not honoring me. And we got to process that.
Right.
To get to a different place.
Yeah. And it can be that heart side of it for sure. It can also be that you are trying to do it in a way of behavior modification on yourself rather than dependence on God.
Okay. Now talk about that, because that's kind of an important element, and two things just to set it up. What is God's heart? Is I want to have you, each of us, have a freedom of heart with my nature being operational in you, where Paul says, no longer I that live, but Christ who lives in me. And you're experiencing the joy of that life. That's what that's what I would like. And he said, it's not just individual things. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. I got that resolved. Yeah. Are you living that out?
Right.
And by the way, you're going to have to continue to live it out all the time. And right. I may have to go deeper with a heart issue because particularly, and this is what you're trying to say, and I'd like you to talk more about this, you are trying to resolve it with behavior modification. Mm-hmm. And by the way, he said, guess what? That's not going to work.
That's going to fail every time.
And if you go that direction, you're actually going to make it worse. Mm-hmm. And you're not moving down my path of giving you real freedom mm-hmm. underneath it all. And so, you know, when you brought that up, what do you know about that? And what do you think about that? Because this is kind of a critical piece.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, this part comes all of it comes right back to abiding, right? And yeah. just the basic core tenet of being completely surrendered to him, completely dependent on him. But when we're in these situations, it is so easy. Well, I won't say it's easy, but it is a trap that we fall into, that even if God has revealed something to us in our heart that he wants to change, and that then we take the reins and we decide what we're going to do to make that better. And yeah. then we try to do it on our own strength. And any real healing, any real him lighting the path comes from staying connected with him and recognizing that the only power we have to change is from him. And yeah. so it really does come back to abiding. We've got to, even in these steps, we can't hijack the plan. We've right. got to stay with him. Father, show me what's in my heart. Show me what step I need to take. And by the way, I need your power and your strength to help me take that step. I yeah. need you to bring it to light. As soon as I begin to speak it, as soon as that behavior begins to reveal itself again, I welcome your Holy Spirit. Correct me immediately and then show me how to take the next step. But it's this complete and utter dependence. We just have this tendency as humans to want to show our independence, you know, and it even comes down to these things. And when we do, you know, you come back to John 15:5, apart from me, you can do nothing. If I am going to stand on behavior modification, one, I'm going to wear myself thin. Two, I'm not going to do a good job of it. And three, I'm not showing his glory whatsoever. I'm actually shutting that down. and I'm going to make it worse. And so I've got to learn to be dependent on him, even in this, not just changing behaviors, but walking with him as he brings true heart transformation, as he leads true steps that actually will bring healing that sometimes are counter to what we think even. And so putting in the tried and true, what everybody thinks you should do to change your behavior, is just a Band-Aid on something that is really going on.
Yeah. And see, when you think of behavior modification, see, it's a activity of the flesh. I'm trying to perform something that I'm operating in the flesh. And he said, you're not walking with me by definition. Now, he said, and this is interesting.
Even
he said,
you have intentioned.
You have a desire to do better here. He said, that's mm-hmm. good. The way you're doing it, unfortunately, is you're not learning the truth of how let me do it with you. You're trying to do it yourself, mm-hmm. which by definition, you've just walked away from me.
Yeah.
And you're not going to get there. And so he said, what I want to do is have you keep, particularly when you think of reconciliation, is keep processing. And let me guide you into deeper truth to get at the real issue. Like, for example, we're using this example of me being late. I say, okay, I'm gonna work at it. Okay, over the next month or so, I still struggle meeting that mm-hmm. time because not because I don't want to. It's that the truth is I'm overscheduled.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now what Linda would do is to say, you know, we still got to process that. And this is where, you know, you were talking about with building trust and growing. You know, Rich, the issue is underneath it all, okay, you're overscheduled. Okay, now mm-hmm. the question becomes different.
Right.
Here it is. It's not stop being overscheduled. See, mm-hmm. it's what is going on with you that you feel that you got to live this way?
Right.
There's something about your heart that you're either out of your desire to perform or out of your desire to get things done and not let God rearrange things. You're trying to control that.
Yeah. And pride. Pride comes in with that one in a big way, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Or that, you know, I'm so important that I have to, you know. Mm-hmm. And so she would say, well, let's go there and see if I have a heart for reconciliation. I would be willing to, knowing I can't modify my behavior myself. I need God to show me the way. Mm-hmm. I need him to get to the depth of, you know, Rich, why are you overscheduling? There's something about that. I need to show you that so that what I can lead you to the life of joy and peace and freedom.
Right.
There's right. something in the way.
Yeah.
And see,
the
that's what
he, that, in that. Yeah. If you were just going with behavior modification, you would just sit down and slash your schedule real quick and then do your best to show up on time.
Yeah.
Versus then missing this whole thing that God wanted to do in your heart by letting him reveal what is actually at the root of the behavior so that real transformation happens and then true trust can grow.
Correct. And in this scenario, see, let's say I do that. Okay, I can slash it. Okay, fine. Well, guess what? Because I haven't dealt with the root within 2 months, 3 months, 5 months, I'm going to be right back at the same place. Right. I solved it short term on the surface. But I never let God lead me into the truth of here's what has to happen for you, mm-hmm. for me to give you freedom. And see, your partner, Linda, I wanted her to, in essence, call you out on this and to mm-hmm. work with you to say, well, you got to go deeper here. And see, reconciliation, we tend to think of reconciliation as, okay, it's fixed. No, not necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you're trying to bring up. Is there still the trust development part of it?
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe God says, I need to go take you deeper to some stuff.
Right.
And true reconciliation. See, it's interesting. We think of reconciliation between me and another party. Ultimately, it's I begin to be reconciled with God and come into agreement with him, which leads me to reconciliation with others.
Right.
So, yeah, it's a beautiful discussion of how critical this is. And Father, we lift this up. We understand it, that you want us, if we've offended somebody, it's on us to really just stop what we're doing and let you guide us into a place of a confession, understanding we've hurt somebody. How can we bring truth to that and do something differently on their behalf? And then this whole aspect of not trying to fix it ourselves, but rather to let you guide us and lead us even into deeper things. And it'll bring true joy as we have people around us, particularly our spouses and our inner circle and people that are close, to walk together in freedom. And we thank you and praise you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, Rich, and thank you, listeners, for joining us. If you have questions from today's broadcast, send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com, and we look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep, see you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.